It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. In less than a week, San Francisco voters will decide whether to recall the city's district attorney, Chase Aboudin. Much of the conversation around the recall vote has centered on public safety, especially cases of hate incidents against folks in the Asian American and Pacific Islander community, and the prosecutor's role in preventing them. KQED politics reporter Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez and community reporter Han Lee from the San Francisco Standard looked into this, and they both join us. Hello.
Hey. Hi, Brian.
So, Han, let's start with you. Tell us more about these cases.
Yes. So since the pandemic, we have seen an increasing amount of media coverage of crime cases against Asian American, especially seniors. So the deep fear here is these crimes are committed against them because of their racial identity. So we wanted to see how the district attorney was handling these hate crimes, and also, are they really hate crimes?
Yeah, and what we found is even when they were first investigated as hate crimes, or the victim or victim's family are thinking the crimes are racially motivated, many of them were not being charged as hate crimes ultimately by the DA's office.
And are these the crimes that we've all heard about? The man the community calls Grandpa Visha, the Thai man who was pushed down to the ground and later died from his injuries, this famous woman, the senior who fought back her attacker in San Francisco by swinging a 2x4, these crimes?
Yeah, exactly. These crimes, and they run the gamut. Some are homicides, attempted murder, some are vandalism. We looked at a dozen total.
And why is it important to folks in the AAPI community to see hate crimes charged in particular?
One of the core reasons of starting this Stop Asian Hate movement is the community feels like they're targeted. That's Rong Xing Liao. Back in 2020, he was kicked to the ground out of his walker in the Tenderloin. In Cantonese, Liao told me, "I think it's possible because I'm Asian or I'm disabled, so I got picked on."
Yeah, and experts we spoke to said that if people feel a crime was motivated by hate, they want to feel vindicated. But, you know, hate crimes are hard to charge. The standard of proof is either a very clear pattern of crimes targeting a group or a very obvious vocalized hate.
What has District Attorney Chase Aboudin said about all of this?
So DA Aboudin has said to the Asian community multiple times that the hate crimes are hard to charge. And the DA officials did explain to us why certain cases are not charged as hate crime, or how they dropped some of those charges because of lack of evidence.
So you've reported that the Black and Asian communities have held joint press conferences calling for more hate crime prosecutions. And what have you taken away from those?
Yeah, a lot of the conversations about rising racial tensions has been between the Black and Asian communities. Tinish Hollins, director of Californians for Safety and Justice, who advocates for criminal justice reform, talked about this dynamic with me.
There's a very real sentiment that there are populations of individuals who cause problems and make the city and community unsafe and less desirable. And Black people, specifically Black men and boys, are at the top of that list. And public safety right now, I feel like, is the very covert way of naming it.
Yeah, this matters because there's a misconception that Black people are predominantly involved in these high-profile crimes against Asian folks. But the reality is there's a mix of people. And while people use the word safety a lot when talking about Chase Aboudin, it can also be used as a racist dog whistle.
And how about in the cases that you looked at? How did that dynamic play out?
Yeah, well, in fact, there's a mix of white and Latino suspects in these cases as well. And a good portion of the people committing the alleged crimes are mentally ill.
Yes, that's a big part of this. Most of the conversation has been about whether or not the charges against them are serious enough and fitting with the crime. But our sources say there's a lot of conversation needed about mental health support, restorative justice, and also community healing, too.
Joe and Han, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
That's Han Lee, community reporter with the SF Standard, and KQED politics reporter Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez.